I think playing without red dots, like, yeah, obviously it sucked, and I have no idea why they still did it, but it definitely helped intuition.
Yeah, the no red dots sucked. The good players will take the time to learn to play the game without the red dots. It doesn't matter. The good players will still be good because they're going to take that extra step to learn.
And I think that really showed who the good players were.
And then MW3, their red dots, I'd expect you to, you know, have better awareness on the map because they're red dots. But again, people don't, and also they play with their ego and they want to be top of the leaderboard.
I can't imagine spending that much. I mean, like I said, dude, that's a really good dinner. That's an entree and like a little cocktail for 40 bucks compared to just getting some, like, you know, Rick Grimes-esque and whatever.
Yeah, and it's not even going to be into the next game. Again, I think they're only doing it because we went from MW2 to MW3. But yeah, all your skins transferred over from last game. But if the skins don't transfer over, like, I just don't see a point, like, at all.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 160 of the COD Casuals Podcast. We're your host, Mike.
I'm Justin.
Justin, how we doing, bro?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good today.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just a little bit tired, but I didn't really catch up on sleep the last week and going into the weekend.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a long week for me at work.
Oh, yeah, bro. I can feel that. I mean, it's funny you say that, man, because I think it was past couple nights. I haven't been on because, bro, I've literally been sleeping awful. Last night was the first night that I've slept good.
Mm-hmm.
But like the past two nights, I'd go to bed at like 10. I'm like, all right, I gotta catch up on sleep. I'd wake up at 1, and then I just couldn't go back to sleep. I'd be sitting in bed till 3 o'clock, and
then that sucks.
And I wake up and I'm just like, oh my god, it's like I got something to do that day, and I'm like, dude, I can't.
Yeah, you know? I don't have that problem. Luckily, I can sleep through like the entire night without an issue. But I'm like, my sleep schedule's all fucked up. Over the weekend, I had to, like, drop off my sister at the airport dumb early. So I woke up at 4 in the morning and then dropped her off, came back, and then I got back and I'm like, okay, it's like 2. It's like at that time where I could just stay up for the rest of the day and not go to bed because I only have, like, 2-3 hours of sleep anyways.
Right.
But then I laid down and it was still pitch black out. I'm like, I'll just lay down and see what happens. And then I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Then woke up at 9. So I got like 3 hours of sleep. I'm like,
right.
Okay. Whatever. I guess that works. And then, yeah, but I mean, normally I go to bed around like midnight anyways, like 12 to 1. So then that night just like threw me in for a loop.
Oh, big time.
So I'm just like all over the place, but I'm going to catch up this weekend.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now I noticed now, like, man, as I get older, any deviation from, or like a little bit of deviation from my normal schedule will like fuck me up. Or if I don't compensate for it, you know, like we'll go to bed sometimes, like we'll go to bed at 1 o'clock or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, usually we call it at 11, but I'll sleep in an extra like 45 minutes or something like that, you know, or an hour. Yeah. And usually I'm good. But yeah, man, I notice now, like, if I don't get a good amount of sleep, I'm in shambles. Like it wrecks me. You know, I'm not like these people who can go to bed at like 3 and they can wake up at like 6.
Yeah.
And they're just ready to go.
Ready to rock and roll. Yeah. I mean, like, that, you have to substitute it with caffeine.
Yeah. Right.
It gets to a point. But yeah, I'm like, I'm like pushing that. I've been like falling asleep around like 1, 2. Then I wake up around like 7:30. And then just get ready to go.
Yeah, make
I'm like,
the coffee.
God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I call it revenge sleep, which is basically doing anything that you like at night. Like, you sacrifice sleep to do something that you actually like.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, dude, most people, like, they work their normal job or whatever. They come back, and then you're just tired because you worked all that time and whatever. And you're like, I don't really want to do anything. Like, they just want to sit and eat their dinner and just chill out. And then by that time you're done, it's like, oh shit, maybe I should go to bed at like a decent hour and then wake up for the next day and do it. I'm like, fuck that. I need to go enjoy my life and I'm going to stay up and sacrifice sleep.
Yeah. Now I noticed that the times when I get home from work, like, because most of the time I get home at like 7, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Usually now it's 8. That's when I get done with work. And I'm like, all right, I got to go make dinner. But the second that I sit and I'm chilling, that's when it hits.
Yeah.
Where, like, I, no lie, dude, like, yesterday I played COD all day.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I woke up at 8 o'clock and my PlayStation pretty much never went off. It never went off until, like, I think it was about like 7:30.
That's a good chunk. I haven't had one of those days in a hot minute.
And I wasn't tired like at all during it. You know, I was just like, but again, it's because though I'm actively doing like I'm thinking. You know, like it's weird. Like I get physically tired, but mentally like that. I mean, I took some breaks, of course. I didn't play like, I'm not saying I play 11 hours. Like I'm not, I couldn't do that. But I would go and I kept it on all day. I'd play, you know, and then maybe stop for a half hour, do whatever. But when I'm like getting home from work and if I just sit down and I'm like watching YouTube or just kind of like lean back in my chair, that's when the tired hits me so hard. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, but nah, dude, like, I'm like, it's only 8:45.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Like, I can't do this. Yeah. I'm like, I need to do stuff.
As soon as you sit down, it's like, it's over. If you're not doing anything for your brain.
Yeah.
Like usually when, lately I've been, signing off work and then I'll just like sit down and chill and like just put on a YouTube video and actually watch it. Or if I lay down and I'm watching it, like, it's over. I'm like, oh, God, my eyes are heavy. Yeah. Oh, and I'm like, all right, I'll close my eyes for, like, 5 minutes. 5 minutes turns into, like, half an hour.
Yeah.
And then I wake up, like, groggy. I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, this sucks. But then as soon as I sit down and, like, I have my lights on for, like, daylight to mimic, like, the light.
Mm-hmm.
It's good and bad at the same time because at night, like, when we're playing COD, I'm just locked.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
wide awake. And the light makes a difference.
Yeah.
Like, it 100% does. Like, the blue light thing where, you know, you're not supposed to be on your phone for, like, what? It's, like, an hour and a half or something before you go to bed.
Yeah.
That's true. 100% true. Because, like, I can't fall asleep right after COD. Even if I put my phone away, like, I still lay in bed for, like, a good hour.
Yeah.
Just chilling, trying to fall asleep.
Yeah. Now, I definitely feel that struggle, too. Like, I fall asleep to YouTube all the time. I don't know if other people do this, but, like, I always, on my my laptop, I'll have some video playing, and I'll just fall asleep to that. But I always now, like, I'll have it on one side, and I turn away from it. Because if I'm actually watching, and even if I have my eyes closed, and I can, like,
you can,
have the light hitting me, like, I won't fall asleep. You know, it's brutal. But now, if I play COD, though, like, once I go and start getting into that, then it's hard for me to, like, it immediately wakes me up or just keeps me going.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't get tired, like, from playing it.
You know, or
just being on a game. At least Call of Duty. I say that bad. Like, if I play a game, I can get tired. If I'm just kind of, like, chilling playing it, not thinking that much, yeah, it'll put me to sleep.
Yeah, COD is, like, you have to think
all the time.
Yeah. Because if you're not thinking, you're just playing bad.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not gonna be going on to Call of Duty to be playing bad.
Yeah,
like, it's not happening.
Yeah,
yeah, bro, last night, dude, when we were playing a little bit, dude, we were playing nice. But I was I know you were pissed too. We played four games last night, which, by the way, you're plat three, right?
Yeah, I'm plat three.
Yeah, you're plat three. I'm like halfway to plat three right now. We go in first game, we're playing like kind of trash. You know, we're like, ah, shit. And I'm like, all right, we got to fucking turn up here.
Yeah.
And then eventually we did. Like, we turned the fuck up big time. And then, like, we just lose. It was, was it Invasion?
Hardpoint.
Yeah, Invasion Hardpoint. Yeah. And it just came down to the P1.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we lost it. Then we win a round 11 search. Lose another. No, there was that. Then we won a Control 3-0. Smoked them. And then we go and lose another hard point.
Yeah.
Same deal.
Yep.
We're playing super slow, played like trash, and then we heat up, and we lost by like 20 points or something like that.
We just waited too long to heat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate
it. It's the stupid hard points, man. It's
like, dude, I know, bro. That's like our kryptonite right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's brutal, especially on those maps, like playing on Invasion and then what we say it was
Skid Row. Yeah,
it's just like those money hills that kill us. I think that was the first time though we've lost on the P3 to Skid Row.
On Skid Row, yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, well, we did a good job like the second row on the second rotation to P2, and we held that. But then, you know, we just gave them too much time, like on P5.
Yeah,
like, or no, not P5, P1, like way too much time. And then, well, I forgot what the score line was, but they're already up to, like, 240. Like, less than 10 points, and we needed every single second. Like, it's always hard when you're playing on, like, the back burner the whole time.
Yeah. But then we ended up walking it back. We were leading
yeah.
from the P2 into the P3. And then I rotated I rotated early, got a huge kill, and I was like, oh, I was like, we're going to do it. You know, I'm like, we're going to be screaming right now. And then, you know, teammates, I don't know where they were, off in Narnia. I think they were coming through Coop side, and they, you know, not successful for them, and then we lost it. And I was so pissed on that game. You know, that was just like the whole story of last night with our hard points. We would get right at the end, we would heat up, and then we would lose it by like, you know, 20 points, like I was saying.
Yeah, it was like the pacing of those games.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't – on one of the hard points, I switched from the MCW to the Rival.
Yeah, and that was the – what's it called? The Skid Row.
Was it Skid Row?
Yeah, that was the Skid Row one because I remember it. Yeah. I remember from the P5, we were getting – we were pushing into P3, and we were getting cooked. And then you were like, all right, I'm switching because we got to, like – we need some speed.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Yeah. And, yeah, dude, you're really good at that shit.
Yeah. I just feel it so heavily. I think it's just my play style. Like, when it's not quick, like, if someone's not quick with you, I feel it heavily.
Yeah.
And once I switch, I'm like, all right, at least I can control it, even though I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, I know you're pacing, and I can, like, follow up with you, but I need someone else to pick up that pace.
Right.
If I'm running the MCW. And I'm like, I don't think I'm slow with the AR by any means, but some people play way slower than me.
Like, oh, yeah.
They're snails.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say you're a slow player at all. I mean, I, like, of course, situationally, like, yeah, you may need to be. But, no, there's just times, like, you could see it on the map and, like, the pushes just aren't really working or, you know, again, like, myself, I'll be running, like, on that map, I was running a sub, and I just never felt like I was, like, if I was being the entry, I never felt like anyone was following with me.
Yeah, yeah. No one's following up with
right,
you.
Right. No. Yeah, exactly. Like, no one's there, like, to help try to break a hill with me or to, like, try to make a push and, like, you know, get rotations, get spawns, whatever. And I'm just like, fuck, dude. They're all sitting back.
Yeah.
Like, trying to look for picks. I'm like, dude, it's not happening. Like, they're not there, bro.
I remember it now. Yeah, on the P3, when I said that, I was... You were, like, in the middle stairs.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, they're too laundry. You died, and I slid out to the dumpster. And I remember saying, all right, I'm switching to a Rival. Like, as I'm doing that, like, getting ready to chow, I was like, I know I'm going to die here, but I'm going to switch over to it. And I get, like, one or two or whatever. But I remember looking at the minimap. You spawned up back towards B2, and you were like, I'm going to row. And then I look at one teammate that's... middle of the stairs on P3. And then our fourth teammate is like turning around trying to rotate. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
That
guy that is trying to rotate is like, we don't need that because you spawned up. Like, you're already going.
Right.
Don't need to do that. We're wasting time.
Yeah. Now, I don't think enough people, when they play COD, they don't do math.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they don't.
I think it's like a dumb thing, but. I mean, they think it is, but it's not. You know, they don't think about the actual mathematics of, like, just time, how much it's going to take. Like, obviously, timing from getting from one side of the map to the next, but then also, too, with time that you're going to let go on a hill, you know? Like, if we're early on in the game and, like, we got to give up 20 seconds, I'm like, whatever, dude. You know? It's not that big. Now, if we're down to, like, you know, 210, I'm like, okay, we really should be trying to fight. Like, we should send two people to the new hill, two to old, and try to hit this. Or at least try to, like, contest to make this better. But people just, like, give up rotations that late in the game. I'm like, dude, where are you going, bro? Yeah. Like, we're going to lose off this. Yeah. And then we lose. I'm like, man, don't you know? I'm like, look at the time. There's 28 seconds.
Yeah.
They're at 234. I'm like, they will win off this if we don't do anything.
Or, like, you're in the middle of, all right, we have to rotate too. And, like, three rotate, and then you leave that one person on hill, and that person, like, it's all on them. Like, if they lose a 1v1, like, it's over, because that person will, like, grab all the time and hit 250. But, yeah, it's always a battle with some of these teammates.
Yeah, they just aren't able to actually see what's going on. I mean, that's, like, you think now, like, being up in the plats, like, it gets better. But, man, it's just always such a mixed bag, you know, because I think it's always going to be that way, right? You're never going to get... like, being super consistent.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're up in, like, the Crim 2, Crim 3 realm, and, like, even then, we've talked about that, that's, like, Hacker Central.
Yeah.
But, like, those hard points, like, the teammates on our side, they were kind of strange. the guys on their team, they're okay. But then there's like the, what was it? High rise, the high rise control that
the full diamond lobby.
Right.
Yeah.
Those guys were awful.
Yeah.
They were so bad. And I was just like, oh, I remember I wanted, we were like, dude, we're like fucking FaZe, right?
Yeah.
smoked these guys. I'm like, we got all the kills. We just, you know, all pushing together. And the other team, it wasn't like they were in good spots. I'm like, they just had like no idea what was going on.
Yeah, they all played individually.
Yeah.
Like the that's what I've noticed. Like the higher you get up in ranked, like everyone wants to play solo for whatever reason. Like they just,
the ego, bro.
Yeah, they just, I'm going to run my route and think about my route and hope that everyone plays around me. Where, like, that's why I always say, like, all right, I'm going to switch for the better of the team. And, like, it helps, you know, even though I don't want to help out, like, you know, if the teammate's, like, not doing good or whatever. Like, you know, a lot of people just can't put their ego away.
Right.
It's just, it's so annoying. I'm like, dude, we're trying to win. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I will hop on the hill and soak up everything. I don't care. As long as you're getting the kills around me.
Oh, dude, you know me too. You know me, bro. Like, I'm like the hill kitten. Is that what they call them? Like, I'm always just on that shit.
The hill kitty?
Yeah, exactly. Like, bro, I'm always telling people, I'm like, get on the hill. Like, there's three people dead. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care about any of their kills. Like, just get on this. Just, you know, L-trigger something. Because, yeah, man, that's how you're going to win the game. And those guys, like, when we were on defense, they just weren't, like, everything they were hitting was just solo.
Yeah.
They're all just by themselves. And, like, you see, like, I'm like, they're on B. I'm like, all right, no big deal. Like, it's going up, like, you know, like this. Because there's probably some guy who's like, I'll try to hold here at B. His team should all be at A.
Yeah.
You know, trying to put some pressure on us. No one's at A. I'm like, where is everybody?
They're all just spread out everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, all, they're like sitting in bottom blue. Mm-hmm. One guy's top heli. I'm like, are you trying to do a push here? Like, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's only 20 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to get going. And you got a teammate on B right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you should stack that shit with him if I were you.
I've noticed, like, a lot of people that are higher up in ranks, they want to play for the picks. But they're all watching the same thing. Like,
yeah.
They're not talking, which I'd imagine they're not talking. But, you know, they're trying to do their thing. They're like, okay, if I get enough kills, that should mean my teammates will get on the objective.
Right.
But when all four of you are trying to hold lanes and no one's playing the objective, it doesn't matter. Just ranked in general, like if you want to be a good ranked teammate, just play the objective. Hop on the hill.
Yeah. And look at what your teammate's doing too. You know, like to your point, I've been watching stuff before and then I have a teammate who's literally right next to me. He pulls up.
Yeah.
You know, like parallel parks right in front of me. I'm like, brother, I was already watching that. Like, what? I don't know what you're doing right now. You know, it's so dumb. I'm like, just look what everyone's watching and then try to pick up what people aren't watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've seen that on, what is it? I'm trying to think of the map. Invasion. Was it P3 in the bathrooms? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like back there.
Every, like three people are just watching one entrance. I'm like, the flank is wide open.
Exactly, right. Like, exactly to my point. Or you've got everybody in the hill. I'm like, this is not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you need to, I don't need people to know about, like, staggering these pushes or, like, you know, helping to stagger their push.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got two people in the hill, and then from either side, you could try to have people that'll slow down whatever push is coming. And then maybe if you die, one of those guys can jump out and get the trade, or just wait there, because the guy might run in and you trade him.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You got to have people watching the cross.
Right.
To give you a chance. Like, you know, if you get, when I always like shoot someone and I get a bunch of hit markers, I'm like, yo, this guy's weak. And if you just put a bullet or two in him, the guy's dead. It's like, I didn't need to get the kill because it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you got to think of like the probabilities too. Like if you're all on, like say that hill, for example, if you say you have no trophies and they just double nade, the probability of them getting all four is pretty high.
Yeah.
Whereas if you don't spread, you spread out a little bit. Not talking like how those guys on high rise played and just spread out like across the entire map.
Right.
But, you know, you got two people on the hill, two people watching like the cross or whatever, and you're good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Now, people don't, I don't know. Maybe it's just the ranked teammates we're running it to, but they just don't use common sense at times.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how I always view it. Like I said it before, like Call of Duty is not hard. You know, it's a really easy game. Conceptually, like if you're playing on a hard point or playing search and destroy, whatever, I feel like most of the stuff is pretty straightforward. You know, like there's those moves. Like I saw the one that we did on that terminal when we got that guy back propane.
Yeah,
I'm just like, it was so. I mean, it's just because it's us, you know. But the guy was back propane. I was gonna go back plane because I jumped out of Dream's window, yeah. And then he's shooting me on one shot, and I let you know. I'm like, he's back to propane, and I see your arrow, and you're just immediately like,
and
like,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, no surprise. I'm like, yeah, you're listening to me. You know, I'm like, yeah. Other people, like, they hear gunshots, and they're just still like back burger holding something. Yeah. I'm like, dude, yeah. There's a gunfight going.
Yeah.
And then I just went and hid. Or, like, played back, and then you chowed out, died, and then I picked it up. I'm like, dude, see, that's the shit. I'm
yeah.
Like, that's like, basic, good stuff right yeah, there. Yeah. That's the stuff I love. I'm like, I wish I could make plays like that all the time.
Yeah. People just don't – they're afraid to die in so many situations where it's like you just got to be aware of it. Like, I don't care. Like, if you're stressing, like, I'm one shot. This guy's here. I flew out the back.
Yeah.
I'm just flying out.
Right.
And, you know, and I trust in myself. Like, if I don't get the kill, I'll at least make the person somewhat weak, and then you'll trade it. Right. Or, best case scenario, I get the kill, and now we have advantage.
Right.
Yeah, and it's funny, because I think, who said that on the flank? I think Octane said that. Maybe it was Octane? No, it was Tommy. He was like, when you call out, you got to stress some of the call-outs.
Yeah.
Not, like, you know, screaming the whole time, but...
Right.
Like if I spawned out or whatever and I'm like, yo, I spawned out, someone might be flanking or like we might be split spawning, and I raise my voice on that, you know, I would hope that the rest of the team is like, oh shit, okay.
Right.
We think about that, yeah. Instead of saying I spawned out and then you guys get pinched and die or whatever.
Yeah. No, definitely like prioritizing call outs and like you said, putting stress on stuff, because I think in that, I think it was a 3v1. At the end. I don't think it was just us. But like I'm stressing that because I'm like, bro, if we die, then we might fucking lose this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like this guy's so far away from the play.
Mm-hmm.
He has no idea where this guy's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe if he was top like top tank or top white, I'm like, okay, you know, the guy's got a good idea of where he's gonna be then. But no, he was so far away from what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he was a burger.
Yeah, no, seriously.
You can't even see the line of sight.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you have no idea what's going on the map right now. And then it goes 1v1. I'm like, bro, he's going to get lucky with this.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
The information's just gone.
Yeah, he has no idea. And we're not talking to him in the chat, you know. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I find that stuff to be so common sense.
Mm-hmm.
No,
those are the best moments when, snap it on terminal, you like jump out of Dreams and you're like, he dodged me, and I just fly out the window.
Yeah.
And just kill him like off the top rope.
Dude, there was one of those I remember we did. Remember I jumped out of the window and I was playing behind one of the poles. I was finessing. I was snaking. I was like jumping up and down. And I think I called out to you and I was like, dude, he's here. And then you flew out and killed him. I was like, that guy's so pissed.
Yeah. And, dude, that's happened to all of us when you're playing against like a good team where like they finesse you. They hold off for like a second or two.
Yeah.
Just to wait for their teammate to, you know, if they have a smart teammate, to run over and help. And then you get them so weak and they kill you.
Yeah, bro.
It's infuriating.
That guy, I couldn't even imagine. Because, bro, he had me dead to rights. He knew that I wasn't going to win that. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, yeah, you're right, bro. I'm like, but wait. I'm like, check this shit out. You weren't expecting that.
Yeah.
Those are the best feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, again, we had that really good moment on control when we were playing. But, yeah, dude, it's going to be the hard points. We're going to go clean them up tonight.
Yeah.
See just how we do on them.
Rotations and just winning the holds.
Dude, I feel like we get broken hella easily.
Yeah.
Like on some of these hills, like these money hills. Mm-hmm. Like that P2, bro, I was like, I was laughing to myself because we ended up getting it at the end, but I remember you were like, all right, we need to hold this hill.
Yeah.
And then we all died.
And then,
like,
all four dead. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So that place isn't going too well right now.
Over the weekend, I played with like one of our friends, and same thing happened. Like, we got good side. He said, I'm holding P2. I'm like, we cannot die on this P2. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care. Just sit in the corner. Don't even peek.
Right.
And I'm like, I know what you're trying to do because you want to make sure we get the kill. But again, like, if you're playing against decent people, and dude, like, people get insane headshots and they just rip you. And now we lose like a good 10 seconds off the hill, 10, 15 seconds. But yeah, that's what happened. Like, they just broke us completely.
Yeah.
Because we just chowed a little too much.
Yeah, that happened to me on one of those. I think it was on that P2. The guy got me from, I can't remember if he got me from short or if he got me from top red. But yeah, he just peeled me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not playing like dumb. Like, I'm watching a lane behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
But he just ripped me. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, dude, I'm like, am I dumb for trying to watch that? You know, but at the same time, I'm like, no one is watching that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, or nobody even, like, the other teammates, they don't have the cross.
Yeah.
You know, like, if that's the case, just lay down. There's mm-hmm. no point in trying to do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that, yeah, that's when I'm like, there have been plenty of times if you and I are like in a four stack. Mm-hmm. If I'm on P2, I just lay down. And I don't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Not like, because I trust the three of you to just pick up kills.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's when, you know, if you're by yourself on that P2 and no one's communicating with you, like, I'm like, yo, I don't have your tunnel. You watch that, and I'll watch the garage. Like, that's fine, because then at least, you know, if some guy's tunnel or whatever, I could run over and help or whatever. But the teammates, they're just out in Narnia. Just, they're not thinking.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're not even in the play. It's not like they're far away and they're, mm-hmm. like, calling in, like, a streak or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, brother, you're just, like, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, which just shows, that, like, now, because there are red dots in the game, people still don't use the red dots.
Yeah, bro.
They still don't use the red dots.
No, dude. I mean, thinking about how we were able to play during MW2 without him, I really think that helped a lot. I think, mm-hmm. playing without red dots, like, yeah, obviously it sucked, and I have no idea why they still did it. But it definitely helped intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the no red dot sucked, but it, I mean, I said it back in, you know, episodes ago when we were talking about MW2,
mm-hmm.
but like, the good players will take the time to learn to play the game without the red dots. It doesn't matter. The good players will still be good.
Yeah.
Because they're going to take that extra step to learn.
And I think that really showed who the good players were.
Yeah.
Like, if you sucked at MW2, I'm like, yeah, bro, you're trash.
Yeah. You know? And then MW3, their red dots, I'd expect you to, you know, have a better awareness on the map just because they're red dots. But yeah, again, people don't, and also they play with their ego and they want to be top of the leaderboard.
Yeah,
every time I'm like, I want to be top in my rank.
Yeah, or these people being like, bro, I was frying and they got 20 kills. I'm like, dog, you were not frying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when I was playing over the weekend, I was in the Discord. And he was like, our buddy was like, oh, yeah, the teammate's trash talking you, dude. I'm like, I don't care. I care less. Because I had like two kills, and we were on like P3 or P4 already on a hard point. And everyone else was at double digits. And I'm like, dude, whatever. I don't care. Like, I know myself. It'll be fine. And then by the end of it, like, I turned up. Yeah. I went like 24 and 12 or something like that. And then the teammate, I mean, I couldn't unmute him or anything because. Right. I'm on PlayStation, but he was, like, telling me that the teammate was like, yeah, let's fucking go. And I'm like, dude,
fake ass,
shut up.
Fake and ass.
I'm like, your ass. You're at the bottom now.
Yeah, you didn't keep up. What happened, bro? Yeah, you got to – I mean, if there's any time to heat up, like, yeah, you got to heat up at the end, like, play strong there.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the first hill or so, like, mm-hmm. yeah, it can get dicey, of course, but if you're starting slow there, like, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, you can't get into your head. Cause like yeah, I would look at the leaderboard. They're all at 10 already, and I'm still at 2. I'm like, yeah.
Start bugging a little.
I'm like, all right, you know I can get 10.
Right,
it's fine. You know, I just gotta chain it up a little bit,
bro. It always takes one.
Yeah,
it always just takes that one kill, and then you're just like, all right. Then you maybe get another kill after. You're like, okay, we're good. We're good.
Then you're in the mix.
Yeah, exactly. Then yeah, you get above 5.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, dude, I'm only a handful of kills. Yeah, this guy. Yeah, I'm like that too, especially when I get a cruise. That's when I'm like, oh, bro, I'm in. Like,
yeah.
I'm feeling like I'm streaking on these guys mm-hmm. enough to be able to get one of these. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they did fix these.
They did, yeah.
Bro, it was so weird. Yesterday when I went in pubs using it, I called it in. I was like, ah, this shit's still broken. Mm-hmm. And then I went and steered it, and I was like, like, I kind of forgot for a second. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, this thing's actually working. Yeah, about damn time.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I never even realized how many kills it takes to get a cruise. Is it 6 or is it 7?
I think it's 6.
Isn't that, like, pretty high from, like, recent CODs?
So, I always remember it from the old CODs being 5.
Yeah, okay, so, like, one more.
That's what I remember. Yeah. UAV was, like, the UAV is like more 3. Now. Yeah, well, yeah, the UAV was, it was always 3.
Yeah.
I think it's now, I can't remember what it is now.
I don't know. I just
never use them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, UAV might be 3. Cruise is 6, and then the VTOL is, like, 9 or something like that.
Yeah. I just don't keep track. I just have it set to whatever.
Well, it's crazy to think, too, like back in MW2, that the Harrier was 7 kills and it was that good.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, that thing's insane. Like, the VTOL in this game, like, it's whatever. It's really not that. I mean, it's so map dependent.
Yeah.
But just in general, it's a shell of what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And for, like, that many kills, it's kind of crazy. You know?
No, yeah, exactly. That's what I was just thinking about. I'm like, the cruise is, I mean, it's good because you can control it. And, well, now
that's
you can.
A plus, yeah,
you
right?
can control it and, like, control the kill that you get. But with, like, the VTOL and stuff, you can place it in the right area, but it could not get any kills.
Yeah, with the strike. And then you can, like, I've started to use it more when we play pubs and stuff, how you can move it around,
you know,
like, based on where you are. Mm-hmm. Like, that does help. But
yeah.
So most of the times, I just don't really care enough. I'm like, I put it right in the middle of the map. Like, the action's going on here pretty much
all
the time.
Yeah. I try to just place it on, like, I mean, we usually play control, but, like, I usually just place it on one flag.
Yeah.
And just That's call it a day. It.
Yeah. But now, having the cruise back, obviously, is nice. But it just, to me, like, I mean, I know this has been going on for a bit now with, like, the new patch. But, man, I just get way more hyped about getting a cruise missile now.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's actually worthwhile. I don't really know how that became a thing in COD where the cruise would get stopped by trophy systems. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean,
was that,
it's insane to think of.
Was it Cold War? Did Cold War do it?
May have been.
I know. I mean, it's definitely been in recent years.
Like, that wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if it started there.
Yeah.
Or what? But it was like the dumbest thing, you know? Like, no one, I don't know, it wouldn't really matter that much if you got the cruise missile, you know? It just kind of felt worthless, you know? Like, you just go down and then it would immediately get destroyed. I guess the only thing it was good for was info.
Yeah. Basically, you know? Yeah. So info and hope that whatever person you're trying to kill doesn't have a trophy around them.
Right.
Like, yeah. But in this game specifically, though, like, it doesn't even, there's no advantage of, like, not using a trophy, especially at the point of the game where the cruise missile didn't work against a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's no point in running, like, Dead Silence or, like, anything else.
Yeah.
Like, the trophy's just superior.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to think now, like, in Search and Destroy, I don't even know if I want to be using Dead Silence.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I have Dead Silence on a couple. Well, actually, no. I only have Dead Silence on my rival classes, on one of them, just because, I mean, I use Covert Sneakers anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, you get the, like, one kill and then you speed up.
Yeah.
That's the only good thing, I guess.
Right.
You move a little bit faster, but, yeah, I think the trophy's just way better. Like, I remember back in Cold War, like, everyone ran a trophy. There was no point in running anything else.
Yeah. No, it wasn't worth it.
But yeah, like, I run trophies in S&Ds too.
I've started to use Dead Silence. I mean, I always default to Dead Silence in Search, but I just find myself never using it. And I find myself in way more situations where I'm like, man, if I had a trophy down here, like, thinking of Terminal, like, spawning on, like, when we're on defense and I go and hit Eskies, I'm like, dude, I should immediately throw a trophy down because these people, they love to stun and nade.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it makes more sense. I'm not in as many situations where I need to pop Dead Silence.
Yeah.
And it's not as important. Like, I think about from last year, Dead Silence, you could make huge plays with it.
Yeah.
Just because it was actually, like, I mean, it was awful back then with the sound, but there was a huge difference. Now, I really wonder what it's like, because I don't sound horn this game, like, very much at all. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, and MW2, it was like those maps made more sense for Dead Silence.
Yeah.
No, this game is like, you can see across the whole map.
Yeah.
Like, you don't 100%. Really need it. But again, like I'll run Dead Silence, I don't know, in pubs or whatever, just because you pop a kill and then you're just running around like super quick.
Yeah.
And you can just get away from stuff. But other than that, if you're playing a objective, the trophy's just so much better.
Oh, yeah.
And like for pros, like, you know, they only use two trophies on a team because, again, we've had four trophies and that shit's just OP. Imagine throwing four trophies at like a bomb site.
Yeah, ridiculous. Like,
everyone can throw all their tacks and, yeah, all their tacks and equipment and nothing will happen.
Yeah.
It'll just negate everything.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's foolproof. Mm-hmm. You know, it is definitely a good way. I mean, I use it a lot now. Like, I think trophies on some of these maps, like Rio, like being a smaller map, I just feel like people are, I don't know, they're just throwing way more nades on that, especially for those hills because it's easy to do. Yeah, bro, like, I just can't imagine running anything but trophies on that. Like, for mm-hmm. Rio Hardpoint, even Rio Search, like, people just, they go right up into mid and they just start nading over into mm-hmm. Eskies and a vending machine, you know? And I've gotten caught before with that. I'm just like, God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
If I threw this down, it just would have been a better move, you know? Mm-hmm. It's always the small maps, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, speaking of which, too, like, I know it's going to be an absolute nade fest, bro. In Season 2 Reloaded, we're finally getting this DOS house remastered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, it's going to be nade I know. City yeah. on this.
Dude, rock your trophies on that.
Yeah, bro. 100%.
The screenshot of it, actually, it looks like it looks good.
Yeah,
obviously,
doesn't it
the doors are taken away and stuff, which, thank God.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, no, it looks like it's going
to
be good.
A little PTSD from that action, just looking at that. Throw me back to the Vanguard.
It's going to be a good, you know, just like camo grind.
Oh, yeah.
Map. But also, it's just going to be a good, it's going to be like their Nuketown.
Yeah. You know? So I guess it's on top of a, it's like a skyscraper kind of a deal. Yeah, I mean, it looks really nice. I liked DOS House from the original one.
And it's brighter.
Yeah, dude, thank God. Yeah. Now, DOS House from Vanguard was just, I mean, it was so dark. And all the doors, I mean, again, just thank God that there's, like, there's none of that.
Yeah.
There's just no, like, you know, obscene use of doors.
Run
or
through
with
the wall.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Running, like, all the breakables and stuff. Like, I got no time for that.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm looking forward to having that map in. Obviously, it's not going to be in competitive or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it's going to be a good one. I saw that they're having, like, some other stuff in here, but I don't really know, like, how much of it's going to be making its way to multiplayer, if I'm being honest. I think a lot of it's like, they're adding some, like, yeah, there's like Skid Grow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they're just going to throw a couple, like, make it look like The Last of Us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
But nothing really crazy.
They, I saw some, like, operator bundles that they're going to announce and stuff, and I'm like, see, this is the thing.
I saw
bundles,
some data came out.
Yeah, they look good. But I'm not, like, I think it was, like, 40K points. I'm like, bro, holy, 40K points.
Yeah, bro, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's
but
criminal.
It's just so annoying because these skins look cool. I'm like, okay, wow, you're actually putting out really good skins.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get them because you got to spend so much.
Yeah, dude, they're trying to, like, milk these microtransactions as much as they can. Mm-hmm. I saw that they did, like, the Dune thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dune Part 2 is coming back. And I've seen on timeline, everyone's like gassing that movie up or whatever. Yeah, dude, they're going to cash in on that.
Yeah. And like, look, I get it. It's a great marketing play, but also I would buy way more skins if these things were $5. Cause I would actually buy them.
Yeah.
I'm not spending like $25, $30 on a skin.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's like a good dinner.
Yeah. No, I'm curious to see because I know in one of our recent shorts that we put out on TikTok and Instagram, which if you haven't, be sure to go over there. One of them was when we were talking about that mistaken bundle that they put out for $35. And I just put it saying, like, you know, would you pay that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was that a mistake or was it real? Would you pay $35 for a bundle? I'm curious to see what people say.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people would be like, they're going to say, if it's good content, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that content better be,
it's gonna be really, really good.
Real fucking good for $35. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine spending that much. I mean, like I said, dude, that's a really good dinner.
Yeah.
Like, that's an entree and like a little cocktail for $35, $40, you know. compared to just getting some, like, you know, Rick Grimes-esque skin, whatever.
Yeah, and it's not even going to be into the next game.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, I, at least in this game, again, I think they're only doing it because we went from MW2 to MW3. But, yeah, all your skins transferred over from last game. But if the skins don't transfer over, like, I just don't see a point, like, at all. Unless you, you know, you really, really love it and, like, you just need to have it for, you know, the one game. Mm-hmm. But I guess you can justify it a little bit more if you keep the skins forever, like, for life. If there is, if the game is just Call of Duty, you have every skin.
Yeah.
Carried over.
I agree. I think that makes it more acceptable to spend that money because you are going to have it for such a long time, hopefully. But yeah, we haven't really seen it yet because it's just been between what, Sledgehammer and Infinity Ward working together. Mm-hmm. But now, like, the next COD, if it's going to be Treyarch, I'm like, are they going to, I would assume that they're going to follow that system, but I don't believe that's been explicitly said that going forward in the Call of Duty life cycle, we are going to, like, all this stuff will carry over forever. Yeah.
I don't think it will, to be honest. Like, I think they're only doing it.
They lose money on that.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do it just because MW2 to MW3 just makes sense. Like, I remember in the beginning of the game, like, they had, we didn't even know what we were going to get because they were like, oh, are we going to get the whole game done? Like, are we going to be good to get MW3 done? But, yeah, I wouldn't count on any of your skins going to Treyarch.
Yeah. I don't think so either. I mean, I think that, like you said, it was circumstantial because of, I mean, obviously the name Stake 2, like the Modern Warfare series continuing on. Mm-hmm. But because, too, I mean, like, this is a DLC game pretty much.
Basically, right?
I mean, like, let's not sugarcoat it. That's what it is. So they're like, hey, let's try to not scam them so hard. let's let them keep some of
so
this stuff.
All the skins that you're buying are like one and dones, basically.
Yeah. Well, and now thinking too, bro, like, they're going to be making their money off this this Warzone Mobile. Mm-hmm. Bro, Activision's over here.
Yeah, they're just...
they're, like, rubbing their hands together. Bro, they are going to make hella cash off this.
Yeah, so many microtransactions on this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, I'm not playing this.
Yeah.
You're not playing
this. I'm
not
playing it.
But this is coming out for those who might be. It's March 21st. You know, will it be a success or a failure? What do you think?
I'm sure it'll be a success because COD Mobile is huge. I mean, I played a couple COD Mobile games, and I mean, it's fun, but when I think of phone games, I think of, like, you pick up your phone and you, I don't know, you're in line at the grocery store waiting and you have like a couple minutes. You can get something in really quick. But like a COD game, yeah, it goes by quick, but dude, you have to, like, concentrate really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, again, people that are mobile gaming, they're not taking it as seriously as us. But, dude, if I'm, like, playing and, like, I'm nading and I'm like, yo, get my trade, and no one's getting my trade on my little tiny screen, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. I think of, like, whenever I think of phone games, it immediately goes to, like, Candy Crush.
Yeah. Like,
or
just
Temple Run.
Yeah.
Like,
Tetris.
I'm not,
like, yeah, games like that.
Yeah, I'm not thinking, or like, what's the, what was that, Fruit Ninja?
Yeah. It's always like
that type shit.
Yeah, or, yeah, what else? Like Clash of Clans, like those games where you're like building something.
Yeah, but like an FPS, I never think of Call of Duty that way. But obviously, we're in the minority and in the wrong because, you know, there's a lot of people who do play it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do. But.
Yeah, well, there's more mobile gamers in the world than PC console gamers combined, I bet.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Like, the easiest way to get a game to someone is the phone.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone has a phone. So.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you have, like, an old phone, as long as it's, like, a screen, it'll work.
Yeah, it's funny. I had this conversation with somebody, I think it was one of my students at school. I was telling him about, we were talking about gaming, and I had mentioned that. I was like, oh, yeah, well, like, mobile gaming is the biggest thing in the world. And they're like, no, dude, PC is. I'm like, hold on, you're bugging. Yeah. like, dude, you know how much a PC costs compared to, like, I say, like, yeah, phone costs a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But everybody, say, needs a phone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, your mom and my mom have phones. Mm-hmm. They could go and play games on their phones if they wanted to. My mom is never going to buy a PS5 for herself.
Yeah, no, yeah, you know exactly. What I mean?
or buy a PC. Like, it just, it immediately goes to the phone. Mm. And I think, I don't know, I think some of the older folks out there, some of like the 40s and up, yeah, who are going to be playing this Warzone, I think they're going to be target audience for Activision in there. Hey, it's only $20 for this, bro. Go buy this bundle, dude. It's cheap. They're like, all right.
Yeah.
It'll make my guy look cool. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to kill it with this app. They're going to kill it.
Yeah.
Because I know people that play Fortnite on their phones. And Fortnite was one of the, like, big, big games that went mobile. And, like, they just kill it.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's like, for the kids that want to play Warzone, it's like, all right, we have to get you a phone anyways. Here's a phone, and now you're already playing Warzone. You don't need to go buy, like, a PS5 or a PC or Xbox.
Yeah.
Or, like, if they have an iPad, you can just go play Warzone. It's not really an excuse to, like, not play. That's the thing. Like, they're doing a good job of, there is no reason to not play.
Right.
Yeah, like, because you don't have the right equipment. You can play at any time.
Yeah, that's, it's innovative, and it's also kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you should be playing our game all the time, because you can play it all the time anywhere, you know? And I'm one of those people, too, man. Like, I can't, I don't know, I just couldn't see myself playing, like, MW3 and then being like, oh, bro, when I'm, you know, but, like, when I wake up in the morning, like, before I get out of bed, I'm playing some, like, COD Mobile.
Yeah.
I'm playing two separate Call of Duties. Like, that would mess with me so much. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, I got one COD that I'm playing. I'm like, that's already enough.
Yeah. I don't know many people that will be playing this if you already have, like, you're on console or you're on PC. I mean, maybe they'll download it and, like, play it every now and then. But if you have a PC or a console, you're a gamer.
Yeah. Well, and another thing, too, I mean, granted, I just, like, I saw this. I didn't do enough research on it. So maybe somebody listening who does know about this or is interested in it, they can enlighten us. I don't know if this is going to be, like, a continuation of your Activision account that you maybe, if you already play on PC or console, you can just have this now on your phone or iPad, whatever, and just kind of pick up where you are, or if it's going to be like a separate Warzone server that's only like COD Mobile is, you know, like COD Mobile is not MW3 on the phone. It's its own thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it would make more sense for it to be separate. Like, you use your COD Mobile account.
Yeah.
And connect it with that, but they're calling it Warzone 2.
Right.
Supposedly. So, I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of lost on it, because at least, like, the way that I think about this, right, is the people that play Warzone, they would be more inclined, like, to go and play Warzone 2 on the, like, phone if it's their account. Because they're like, oh, well, if I'm away from my game,
yeah.
I can go and play and I'm still doing my thing. But if it's totally new and you're starting from scratch, I would only imagine that most people would be like, well, I don't want to start from scratch. Like, I've got all my stuff on this. You know, I don't really care to go and play on there. It could be wrong, but that's how I think about it personally.
Yeah. I mean, I just couldn't imagine sitting down and playing a whole Warzone game, like, on my phone.
Yeah, bro.
Like, yeah.
Like, dude, yeah.
Like, I'm just laying in bed doing that when I already have a, like,
bro,
a setup.
Like, no shot. Like, I'm not doing that.
I'm like, that's amateur hour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, dude, you see these people who, like, they'll be playing on their phone, but then they hook up a controller?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. But, no, like, yeah, exactly. What the fuck's the point of that?
Yeah. I mean, regardless, they're going to kill it on this app.
Yeah.
Because so many people are going to download it.
Oh, yeah.
Because COD Mobile is a huge success. So
yeah, it's gonna be huge. But yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see with it. But yeah, dude, I mean, I was gonna say, like, honestly, like, that's kind of the main things we want to talk about there, huh?
Yeah.
You know, like, we got, like, our Warzone 2. We do also, by the way, was it March 9th? March 9th, thank you. March 9th, we're going to be at the, we've already been there.
We
had a good time. FaZe went and got absolutely shit on by Boston.
Yeah, they got smoked 3-0.
Yeah, that the watch party at the Helix. I believe by the time you guys are listening to this, this coming weekend is the last weekend of online matches before Major 2 in Miami, which is going to be exciting. Boston's looking like, you know, calling it like it is. They're kind of up and down. Like, they're looking good.
Yeah.
But, of course, like, some of these top teams has been a struggle for them, and that's no surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is. I think, like, right now in the league, it is so top-heavy with these the four big teams. Boston has the – they got the ability to do it, but, yeah, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, the split there – they're 2-2 this split. So, yeah. I mean, they – again, they still have a chance.
Yeah.
And the two losses that they had, I mean, they're – you know, yeah, they're getting smoked, but, like, you see it. The potential is, like, right there.
Yeah.
They're just not doing anything with it. I think Slasher said it. He's like, we literally wait for the kill, the pick. We get the kill, and then we don't decide, like, what to do fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, sitting there after they get the kill. Like, move.
Right. Yeah, you gotta react
and
start doing something, you know? It's like when we get two down on something, and then we're just like, well, we need
hold.
We need one more for three. It's like, no, bro. Like, we gotta get, like, a new positioning or, like, apply pressure and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of the predicament they find themselves in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it's going to be exciting. This is our first watch party this season. First time going there, right? Actually seeing these guys play. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
We were joking about this. We got they put out on Twitter, if you hadn't seen, they put out a poster that they're going to be giving away to the first 50 that go there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know damn well we're getting one.
Oh, yeah.
But, bro, like, I'm looking at yours, too, man. Like, shit, you're running out of wall space, too.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of that calendar.
No, I can't. It's not calendar. This corner is, you guys can't see it, but it's...
Or right there.
Yeah, that's my last spot.
But
this is supposed to be the Boston Breach corner.
Right,
like
right.
Like, my COD corner.
Right.
So it's going to bother me when it goes up there, but I can't really do anything.
Yeah, well, then hopefully what they do is they do another one, and then you get rid of that and put that somewhere else.
So this whole thing is
your Breach Center.
I'm hoping they put out a poster that size, same exact size.
You put it.
And then I can take that one and put two on that wall and just move that over somewhere.
Yeah.
But, this one is slightly longer than that.
No, that is true.
Yeah. So it's just, we're collecting them all.
Yeah, bro, straight up. My wall now is just like where I game, I've got the Breach mask from when we did episode 100 with Denz.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got the other one that's like on my shelf. And then I've got the, watch party for Major 4. Then the Major 1 poster, and then I've got like the custom mask that we've got.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, bro, I just got the whole breach.
I'm all breached out. We're all breached out.
Yeah. And then I go on my lights, I make them green.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I'm on the fucking stage.
I mean, that's a good setup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we should tweet out those pictures like right before the Major.
Oh, 100%.
Show us your breach wall. Yeah, do you guys have one? Or, like, if not breach, like, what other team? Yeah. I'd love to see if I'm sure Optic has, like, a bunch of fans that have,
dude,
like, giant walls of Optic stuff. But, yeah. Like,
I've got an Optic brick. I've got it up there.
Yeah. I have Optic stuff. It's just, dude, I just don't have room for stuff.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah. Who's a bigger fan than, like, us for the breach? Like,
yeah, right.
Dude, we're showing it.
Yeah,
we
right.
got... We got, signed posters. Some we guy got, tweets us out. Jersey.
He's got a green desk. I'm like, God damn
God
it.
Damn it. All right. Got a spray paint.
Yeah, I'm like, take this shit outside.
But, yeah, no, it'll be good, though. They're right there.
Yeah,
so
they can do it.
They can do it. It's just going to be tough.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not going to be easy, but no, we're looking forward to it. I mean, again, it's always fun to just watch those guys play.
Yeah, and we got to enjoy every moment of it because – like, all the stuff that we have, this is, like, you know, CDL history.
Yeah.
It's memorabilia. Like, no one else has it.
It's memorabilia and it's memories of going to see these guys when there was a league.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to enjoy it for now because there's only four majors.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, very curious to see what's going to happen, like, at the end of all this, see what happens. But we're not there yet, but it's going to be weird. It's going to be coming.
Yeah. On that note.
Yeah.
The shitstorm's coming, bro.
Eventually.
Just give it a couple of months.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that does it, huh?
Yeah.
So again, everybody, thank you for listening to episode number 160 of the COD Casuals podcast. Be sure to go to anchor.fm/CODCasuals to go check us out on all streaming platforms, as well as going to the Instagram and TikTok for short form content if you don't want to listen to the whole episode, as well as YouTube. Be sure to go like, comment, subscribe over there. And then, of course, on Twitter at COD Casuals, where we're posting on a daily basis. And then, of course, you know the deal with the ratings. Five stars.
Five stars.
No four-star bullshit. don't got time for that. And yeah, I think that'll do it, huh?
Yeah.
So again, everybody, thank you for listening to episode number 160 of the COD Casuals podcast. We're your host, Mike.
I'm Justin.
And we'll see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.